Nolte, Democrat-run cities are doomed. By John Nolte on June 10, 2020. Things will someday get better. This left-wing moral panic will pass. Just not anytime soon. And not before things get worse, most especially in Democrat-run cities. Please do not fool yourself into believing the rioting and mayhem and blacklisting and canceling will quickly burn itself out. It won't. The radical left is emboldened, and when the radical left is emboldened, cities burn, violent crime explodes, good men die. People and content are disappeared and blacklisted. And human rights are violated, all as the corporate media propagandize these obscenities as progress and virtuous. As I wrote earlier, the woke Taliban are literally toppling statues, literally rewriting history, literally creating their own caliphate, literally renaming streets, literally forcing people to their knees, and literally blacklisting and desecrating art. And they are just getting started. But it is in the Democrat-run cities where things are going to get especially awful. We are already seeing this play out in Seattle, where the left-wing terrorist group Black Lives Matter have established their own caliphate or confederacy. With the help of a city council member, Black Lives Matter briefly took over Seattle's City Hall and have now created a permanent Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, a six-block zone blocked off by barricades and signs that read, "You are now leaving the USA." The police are banned from this zone and have, at least for now, agreed to abandon the area to armed protesters and terrorists. Within this six-block area are 500 residential homes. It will only be a matter of time before criminals prey on these helpless residents. Freedom is dead in this zone. Just try wearing a MAGA hat or hanging a Confederate flag or watching the Jeffersons where everyone can see you. Just try questioning or challenging your new overseers. This is a caliphate. So how was this allowed to happen? In a word, weakness. Few mayors have sought to appease the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter more than Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan. Weakness not only invites aggression, it also increases demands for fealty. The terrorists who took over City Hall and those six blocks are holding Durkan's resignation as a form of ransom. Whatever her shortcomings, she was legally elected by the people of Seattle. But the woke Taliban want her gone, and now they have essentially recalled her by creating their caliphate. As we have seen over the past 2 weeks, weakness is a problem in all of these Democrat-run cities. Another problem is that Democrat politicians cannot defy the monsters they created without being devoured by them. The bind they are in, and by extension the bind they have put their city residents in, is that if you defy the woke Taliban, you will be attacked as a racist and find yourself under fire by a corporate media that has also been taken over by the woke Taliban. In other words, you can either abolish, defund, and otherwise weaken police protections, or you will be voted out of office, recalled, or worse. Your city will be relentlessly besieged with disruptive protests and riots, blocked traffic, damaged property, the extortion of chaos and mayhem. Of course, these Democrats will give in and are already giving in. Minneapolis, Los Angeles, New York, and a host of Democrat-run cities have already agreed to abolish, defund, or otherwise weaken the police, even though there is no question this will lead to a dramatic increase in every imaginable crime, including rape, murder, armed robbery. Street gangs and cartels will again own streets. There is no way out for Democrats. And there is no way out for the idiots who live in these cities and vote for Democrats. You can either weaken the police and suffer through the increase in violent crime and lawlessness that will follow, or you can subject your city to the unceasing disruption of protests and riots. Of course, Democrat politicians could do the right thing and uphold the law, but they are not capable of that. They are almost all radicals themselves, and they want to remain in power. So what does this mean for the average citizen in Democrat-run cities? In a word, blight. The return of urban blight. Dirty streets. Crime. Collapsing property rates. Boarded-up storefronts. High taxes. Homeless. Terrible schools. Living in fear. Bars on windows. We tried to warn you. But you idiot Democrats still voted to make a communist the mayor of New York, an appeaser the mayor of Seattle, and an open Antifa supporter the attorney general of Minnesota. You get what you vote for, and Democrats are about to get exactly what they deserve. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.